This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
David Swanson joins me live on the program. His latest book is War is a Lie. You can check him out at warisacrime.org or davidswanson.org. David, how are you, sir? Thanks for joining us.
Wonderful. How are you, Coy?
Very good. Let me ask you about the your take on the situation in Wisconsin. Very fascinating watching this unfold. We have thousands of people now demonstrating at the Capitol building in Wisconsin for the rights of workers and unions, faced with the governor stripping them of their collective bargaining rights, public workers. These aren't private companies. What's your take on what's happening?
Well, at least 80,000 people there protesting, and an enormous Tea Party counter protest of at least five or 10,000, which I think merits three quarters of the coverage in the media, to be fair and just to them. It's incredibly inspiring, and the international nature of it, the Egyptians holding up signs in Cairo in support of the workers in Wisconsin and buying them pizzas, and people from around the world buying pizza for the protesters in Madison, and everybody holding events in support around the country and wearing red and eating cheese. It's encouraging, but there's a lot of misinformation out there about what's happening, and I think that the protesters and the young people and the workers in Wisconsin are starting to get the word out, but getting the word out won't necessarily be enough to win the day legislatively in that state government, and this, like the protests in Cairo, will have to be followed through on and built on strategically. Nothing is going to be won in a week or two, but it's a tremendous start.
We're talking with David Swanson. David, what do you think are the biggest misconceptions, and what are the key takeaways as you read the situation on the ground there?
Well, there are people who imagine that teachers and middle-class workers and state public unionized employees are making off with millions of dollars and getting rich, whereas the reality, of course, in Wisconsin, as in the rest of the United States, is that wealth is being dramatically moved from the rest of us to the very, very wealthy. Another misconception is that Wisconsin can't balance its budget. Of course, here the governor has been ramming through tax breaks for the very, very wealthy, which if he had not been doing, he would not have this problem with the budget. There's also the question of our national priorities. Washington has been dramatically shortchanging the states in terms of its funding of various things, and bringing 150 troops back from Wisconsin, from Afghanistan, would completely resolve all of the pretended and exaggerated budget shortfall in Wisconsin. And you could bring another 150 back and solve another state's problems, and bring them all back and more than solve the problems of all 50 states. And then you have this notion that allowing workers to unionize somehow creates the budget deficit, which is crazy, and the idea that because everybody else is suffering, unionized workers should suffer too, I think gets it exactly backwards. You know, because when people get unionized, they maintain some rights and some ability to organize like this, and some higher pay and benefits, is a reason why legal barriers to everyone else getting unionized should be dropped, including in Virginia, which is already worse than Wisconsin.
We're talking with David Swanson at 440, 55 degrees in Charlottesville. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WINA. David, one thing that I find very interesting is that this, I think it's a canard to say that this is in any way an attack on unions, because he's left aside the unions that support him. The firefighters, the state troopers, and the police unions are not included in this. So by its very definition, this is more about political payback than it is about unions, right?
Well, yes and no. Those unions are now turning against him, despite having supported him in an election in which he did not campaign on busting public unions. The police unions and others in Wisconsin are turning against him and denouncing this policy and joining in the opposition. And so he may have chosen not to target those unions that supported him, but they are not supporting him in this. And polling of people in Wisconsin by various organizations that have done polls find majority opposition to this proposal to do away with the right to organize in the workplace, which is a right that is hanging on by a thread in this country and in Wisconsin at this point, that is very much limited and constrained in violation of our basic laws and treaties. And this is not something that anyone was elected in Wisconsin to do. And so to say, well, you elected a Republican majority, and the Republican majority is going to do what the governor tells it, and that's the way the system works, and you can't mess with that, misses the fact that nobody campaigned on this. Public opinion is dramatically against it, and the people are energized against it in a way that is very healthy for a democracy.
We're talking with David Swanson, and Greg is with us in Albemarle County. Greg, my guess is that you are all for breaking up these public unions in Wisconsin. Is that right?
Absolutely.
And why is that?
Well, let me just say this. A lot of us in the private sector, including myself, haven't even had a job for the last 2 years, hardly. You know, we're just now starting back to work for way reduced wages. We have to provide for our own retirement, our own everything. And what happens is when we're paying property taxes for public workers who aren't even willing to take a percentage of their pay and pay for their own retirement, it makes us pretty angry. And the fact is I don't even have a retirement, and to have to support other people in public sector that are union backed for something I can't even get on my own in the private sector makes us kind of angry, and I'm just going to sign off and let him comment on that.
Greg, thank you very much. We're talking with David Swanson. The phone lines are open at 443-977-1070. David, it's my understanding that not only have the workers already in Wisconsin in these public unions, not only have they already agreed to unpaid furloughs, they've also agreed to these budget cuts that the governor has called for, but they're drawing the line at stripping the unions of their bargaining rights. But so just to clear up something Greg said, I think he's misinformed that they have actually agreed to these cuts already.
Well, that is certainly true, and they've agreed in negotiations to major concessions late last year, but they could always agree to more. They could always scale back their standards to whatever level Greg is at. I would rather bring Greg up to their standards. I would, most attempts to unionize a workplace in the United States are illegally squashed. People are fired illegally and in violation of international law and treaty for talking union in the workplace routinely in the United States. With no serious penalty for those corporations, many of whom do not pay any taxes and take great subsidies from our government and our taxpayers for doing that. And so I would prefer to – I don't know how many people remember the Employee Free Choice Act, which was a big part of President Obama's election campaign and then quickly dropped, but that was a proposal to penalize violations of the right to organize. I would rather see Greg and everyone else have a voice in their workplace and have a decent standard of living than drag others down to that level.
Yeah.
I think that gets it exactly backwards.
And of course, I agree with you. I think the elephant in the room here is the amount of money that the amount of public money that is now being funneled to the most wealthy among us, and the corporate socialism that exists in this country for corporations. We throw public money at the very, very wealthy among us, at corporations, and yet when it comes to balancing the budget deficits that result from that, we take even more money from the least wealthy among us. Let's go to Jello in Charlottesville. Jello, you're on with David Swanson. Go right ahead, buddy.
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. I've been a member of a union since 1968. Steelworkers Union, and the people who are calling in that oppose what the people in Wisconsin are doing don't understand unions. The union leaders and the company negotiators sit down and they set a price as to how much they're going to give you and the retirement benefits and the health care benefits and all are taken out of that money. Unions just don't go in and take over. These contracts are negotiated. If the people are so opposed to what the union workers are making, what they need to do is to get rid of these laws like in Virginia that don't have unions. That's all I have.
Jello, thank you very much. Sir David, your thoughts?
I completely agree. And, you know, unions wouldn't be the only ones that had decent health coverage breeding resentment among their fellow working class if we had a civilized health coverage plan for everybody. And of course, it is to the advantage of the very wealthy and the corporate that we do not. And, you know, there's a huge movement now in the United Kingdom called UK Uncut that is going after protesting corporations that don't pay their taxes, resulting in cuts to everything else in that country. And it's being duplicated now in the U.S. next week. And I would encourage people to go to U.S. Uncut. You know, if you're going to be so resentful towards working people because they do a little bit better than you, why is there no resentment of the incredibly unprecedented wealthy ripoffs by mega international corporations in this country that are so drastically above everybody who works for a living in terms of what they take from our pockets? I think that that's a mistake. Again, you could bring a couple hundred soldiers back from Afghanistan and solve all the budgetary crises of any state. And two-thirds of Americans in every poll are opposed to that war. Why is that not a solution right there?
It's 4:48, and we are talking with David Swanson online at davidswanson.org, and Barbara is with us in Charlotte. So, Barbara, really quick, you go right ahead.
Yeah. Quick. Oh, God, it can't be quick. I'm just wondering about the people, the Tea Partiers, who want to see the country shut down the way Wisconsin is being shut down. They are Christians. They are so devout. And it doesn't bother them that people will not be getting Social Security checks, that people who are in need are going to be cut off, and the economic situation is so bad as it is, it's going to be worse. And I think about people like Greg, who probably is opposed to stem cells, but I wonder whether brain cell transplants might not be good for people who are basically callous about the needs of ordinary people.
Barbara, thank you, Barbara, for the call. And David, before we let you go, I'm just wondering your thoughts now on Fox News. Glenn Beck is spending this whole situation in Wisconsin as literally the sign of the end of the world. And Obama is the Antichrist, and the Muslim Brotherhood is behind these protests so that they can create a new caliphate in the West and destroy Israel. And I'm just wondering, I know you're not a devotee of Glenn Beck, but there are millions of Americans who are and take this stuff very seriously.
But they are a distinct minority and well overblown in media coverage, and again, had a teeny, teeny little rally that didn't come anywhere close to their expectations, that they themselves admitted couldn't muster a tenth of the opposition to their proto-fascist agenda there in Madison. And I think it is telling that you can't organize people to destroy public education or to deprive workers of rights or to hurt the income standards of working Americans. You have to organize people to fight the end of the world driven by the Antichrist in the White House. And when you have to resort to such nonsense to organize people, your movement's in trouble. And I think the crazier Glenn Beck gets, the more encouraged we should be.
David Swanson online at davidswanson.org. David, thank you so much for being with us, buddy.
Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.